Pacquiao was probably the highlight in terms of magnificence, geology. It was just the most incredible island that I've ever seen, just shooting straight up out of the ocean. There's only one little spot on the entire island that you can anchor in, and very difficult anchorage even there. I guess people tell me it's very similar to Pitcairn's Island. You have to anchor in about 100 feet of water, and very windy at times and gusty, so we had to always keep a couple people on board in case problems develop. But it was an incredible island, and this is the island that you may know. This was the island that Thor Heyerdahl lived on back in the mid-30s for a year with his wife, and just recently wrote a book about his experiences on Fatu Hiva called Back to Nature. So if you ever want to read about Fatu Hiva, it's a good book. We have it on board. And we really enjoyed the people there. We did quite a bit of hiking on Fatu Hiva. One of the high points on Fatu Hiva was a rather long hike of about 15 miles that we made from our anchorage, which was called the Bay of Virgins, over to a little town called Moa. And we had to go up over the top of the mountain and along some trails that were just fantastically beautiful and just incredible waterfalls and sites that just... I've done a lot of hiking in the High Sierras, and I would have to say this hike far surpasses any of the scenery that you would ever see in the High Sierras or the Alps. It's an incredible experience. And we hiked over these ridges, and sometimes you'd be hiking along the ridge, a ridge, really. The trail would go right along the top of the ridge, and on each side, it would drop off to maybe 2,000 feet, almost straight down. Really, really interesting. And when the wind howls up there, man, you're really holding on to that trail. But that's the only way to get from one valley to the next. And apparently in many, many hundreds of years ago, these valleys were so separated that different cultures, the different tribes spoke different languages in the different valleys. That's how separated they were, even though relatively close in miles. Well, at any rate, we hiked over to the island of Moa. The fellows and the girls came around in the whaler, and they were going to try to land on the beach there and see the little town. Well, they got over there and the surf was too big, and they had to wait until we got there, and then we had to go out through the surf. The big problem there was we had cameras, so we had to go out on the point, and I stationed two of the guys out there, and I swam out through the surf and got in the whaler, then had to take a swing real close to the point with the surf crashing, waves, you know, and I got to within about 20 feet of the point on a lull in one of the waves, and they were able to throw the cameras in into the boat, all wrapped up in towels and shirts and everything. And then they went back and dove in through the surf and swam out to the boat, and then we motored back to the Firebird. But that was quite an interesting experience in itself.